Well, I think it is deeply significant. I think it's a continuation of existing US policy, which is that mix of sanctions and engagement. I think the US has played this extremely well. I think they've played their hand very well in terms of encouraging reform, putting enough on the table to give some comfort to the reformers within the new government, but at the same time sending that very important signal that concrete things need to happen first before, you know, really substantive change can come from the US side. So I think it is significant, but I think it's also a message that more needs to come.
Because in just in recent months, Burma's government has made what has been seen as some concessions. There have been the release of some political prisoners. But I know critics of the country's government have said it needs to do much more.
I think it does. For the most part, there's been great change in rhetoric. The whole story around the new Burmese government is a very great departure from previous military regimes. And that in itself is welcome, of course, because even the rhetoric has been problematic in Burma. But it would have to be said that concrete reforms on the ground do lag somewhat the rhetoric. So I think what we need to see in order for things to really kick on from this point is for stuff on the ground, the concrete material on the ground needs to match the rhetoric that is certainly out and about.
What are some of the things do you think that need to be done on the ground?
Two big things. Firstly, there needs to be a much more significant release of political prisoners. Up until now, the amount released is about 200. But unfortunately, there's about 2,000 political prisoners in Burma. So to some extent, the latest move of releasing just 200 is not that different from past behaviour of military regimes in Burma, where they've sort of just had a trickle out of small numbers of political prisoners in the hope of getting something perhaps from the international community. So that's number one, I think a much more significant release of political prisoners. The second aspect, which I think is really critical, is that there needs to be some sort of solution. There needs to be some sort of ceasefire in ethnic nationality areas. It's interesting that, you know, across 2011, in which so many good things have taken place in Burma, and there really does seem to be a change in the atmosphere, the one thing that hasn't changed are the conditions in ethnic nationality areas. And in fact, if anything, the conflict in those areas, which has come from offensives from the Burmese military, seems to have got worse. And so that particular element, there really needs to be some sort of alleviation of the problems in those areas.
The recent elections that took place in the country, there was a lot of criticism that they were not free and fair elections, and the main opposition party, the NLD, declined to take part. However, it was announced today that the NLD will re-register as a political party. You know, the importance of that.
Oh, very, very significant. I think the NLD's decision not to stand for the original election was valid because, of course, those elections were deeply flawed, one can easily say. But I think what this is about is giving the NLD and giving Aung San Suu Kyi a voice in this new parliament, which I think has surprised everyone. It does seem to be a venue in which many more things can be discussed than any of us would have guessed not so long ago. And so I think this decision actually deals the NLD and Aung San Suu Kyi in particular back into that national discussion.